Let's turn in God's Word to Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, we'll be reading the entire chapter, verses 1 through 47. And God's people, these are the words of God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, and the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in parts of Libya and about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, and that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, out of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promises of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And they that gladly received his word were baptized. And that the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Those are God's words. And we can praise the Lord for saving His chosen people there. Certainly a great deal in this chapter, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit and great power at Pentecost, which is here, and Jesus promised the various then happenings because of all of this for the quick spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. You see how quick, just in one day, 3,000 souls were added, and many more daily, as it says in the last verse, and that Pentecost and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit through verse 13. And then through verse 36, we heard Peter's sermon, wherein he continues to go back to the Old Testament scriptures and makes application to the coming of the Holy Spirit, as well as the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And this all proved by his resurrection bodily from the dead, and further proved by his ascension in the glory. Upon hearing God's word preached, their hearts are pricked and they're called to repent and be baptized as a sign of that faith and repentance and the salvation that we have, even in the regeneration of our souls by the Spirit. Verse 37, it says, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So through verse 41, and then the remaining verses in Acts 2 there, concerning the early church's faithfulness to the Lord, and you see in verse 42, their faithfulness in his worship, and their piety, and their charity with one another, and that all leading in verse 47 to praising the Lord and fulfillment of all of his promises and the salvation of his people. Again, we praise the Lord as we've read this passage, seeing the so many that the Lord saved in such a short time and the spreading of the gospel to the ends of the earth for that purpose. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. I'm thankful for the depths that are here in this chapter. Just trying to understand the pouring out of the Holy Spirit would take us years to go through. And what we will find is an eternity to go through and to understand. And yet thankful that though we are quite ignorant today, even though we have all of your word, that we will know all things, and yet knowing all things, we will continue to grow in knowledge for all of eternity, because our finite minds, though perfected, can never exhaust who you are, the eternal and infinite God, who is all-knowing and who is and always will be. Help us in this week in preparation for the Lord's Day as we meditate and examine you and our love for you. Help us to consider your eternality. And that there are there is no end to the depths of your love for us. There's no end to the depths of your mercy for us or your grace. And so too your righteousness and your justice and your truth. We're thankful that you're a gracious and merciful God, as we heard this morning. You even do 1,000 generations of those who love you and keep your commandments. I'm thankful that you're a God who speaks to us and teaches us and instructs us and guides us to our every step that we take. And yet we see that we are often like Israel, like we'll see this evening, as we try to go our own way and rely upon our own knowledge, rely upon our own righteousness, relying upon our own strength and our own power, our own goodness, even before you. And yet how easily we fall. Father, we give you praise for the good news of Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead, that you foreordained it in covenant with your Son to save us from our sins. And so, Father, we do pray for our souls. Pray again that you would build us up this week, even by tearing us down first and building us up in Christ. That the walls that we've built up of the flesh and our lusts, the things of the world, that they would all be torn down, and that you would rebuild with your word and your promises and your commandments. That we would be, even as a congregation and as your one church, perfectly built and continuing to be built for your glory and your praise. Humble us, cause us to truly grieve over our sins. For most of us, this is very difficult because we are so numb to who you are, and so content with the things we have. And so again, break us down and humble us, that we would truly see your holiness and grieve, that there would be, as your scriptures say, many tears. Cause us to lament our own sin, that in the end we would be able to praise and celebrate and rejoice all the more in Jesus, your Son, and his bearing the wrath that we deserve for us. Father, again, we pray for those who are sick and not well. We do praise you today that you've answered one of our prayers, at least, knowing that you will answer all of our prayers. You've answered the prayer for Jesus, that he's out of the hospital. And so praise you, Father, that he's doing better. And pray that you would help him with anxiety and stress, as well as Graciela. That you would uphold them and cause them not to worry, even when hard to breathe, that you would grant a heart that looks to you alone, and that you would uphold your servant. Father, be with Phil and Dina, who are now not feeling well. Pray that you would strengthen them and uphold them. I ask that you would be, as I have received information of another church in our denomination where there were two ladies excommunicated today. And Father, we pray for their souls. We pray just like your word says, that you would, in this, hand them over to the destruction of the flesh, to Satan, through a disease, an infirmity, if that be your will, that their souls in the end might be saved. And Father, we trust your word there in 1 Corinthians 5. There is a purpose to church discipline and excommunication, and that is to reclaim sinners and bring them back like the prodigal son. And so, Father, we pray that that would be done for those two ladies and any others who have turned away from you and turned away from your Son, who is the head of the church, and fled the church and fled, of course, the gospel. That word that they've heard of, even the children, the grandchildren of this congregation, the many who have turned and fled away from you, the word is in them, and they know the truth. And we pray that you would work it not to judgment, if that be your will, but to regeneration of the heart by your Spirit. And so we again pray for your will to be done. And yet, just as you have shown us mercy, we plead that you would show them mercy, and that we would rejoice with them. We pray for Hezekiah, who is here this morning, and pray for his soul. You would turn him from darkness to the marvelous light that is found in Jesus Christ. We're thankful that he has the privilege and your providence been with the Stavers for the past week. Pray that you would be with them and that the gospel would be upon their lips, that Hezekiah would continue to hear the call and believe on the salvation. That just as we heard here in this passage, that he would call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And you would teach him your ways. And Father, we pray for our nation. You would turn them from their wicked and heinous ways. We look at our rulers and we see that the vast majority of them are very wicked. And we know from your word that we have wicked rulers because your people are wicked and we keep going in sin. And so you give us wicked rulers. And so, Father, turn the church to Christ your Son, and thereby turn the rulers to Christ your Son, that they would covenant with him. And we, in that, acknowledge that we are not perfect ourselves, but there is great sin in the church which we mourn. And help us to truly mourn. We can't even do that ourselves. We need your Spirit. Help us to do that this Wednesday on the day of prayer and fasting. As we plead for our mercy to our presbytery. The church is in our presbytery. There's sin in our churches. There's wickedness happening. There is unfaithfulness, breaking of covenant with you. And so, Father, we pray that by the means of the day and fasting and prayer, that from not only in this congregation, but all of our congregations, you would bring to light where we are rebelling against you. Otherwise, Father, you would be blessing us as you promised to do. And so make us to be faithful, not to appease people, not to make people feel good, but to be faithful to you alone. Uphold your servants. Uphold this congregation, if it be your will. Uphold John, who's here with us. And grant us all a greater love and faith in you, in your Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.